بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, on the topic of tarbiyah of children, I think what is important or more important is tarbiyah of the parents, because today that is the biggest issue. The biggest issue is not the children, it's the parents. The problems of this world were not created by children, they were created by parents and the generation before them. Now, it's very important to, I'm reminded of a quote of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayh, who said that how strange it is that people spend so much time taking care of their face when the face is only seen by the creatures, whereas they do not spend time taking care of the heart, even though the heart is seen by the Creator. Now, if you take this quote of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayh, face can refer to and does refer to everything external, and heart refers to everything internal. It refers to our attitudes, it refers to our beliefs, values, ethics, morals, which are the seat of our behavior, which is the external. And of course, face also refers to our external appearances, our material, all the bling that we are addicted to, and so forth. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi is saying that how strange it is that people spend so much time being concerned about and taking care of and so on with things which are external and which are seen only by creatures, whereas they don't spend any time looking at the thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees, which is the heart. As many of you know, one of the things I do is leadership development, and in that context I also help companies to hire senior managers, and by senior managers I mean general manager above, so GMs, VPs, directors on the board and so on. And I also help family businesses look at succession planning. So we are talking about the promoter family itself, who is fit to succeed the CEO and so on. And in that context, I screen people, candidates who my client sent to me to see if they are fit for these positions. And then I send my recommendations to the client, who then takes whatever decision they decide to take. So to make that process more transparent and to make it more accessible to everybody, I wrote this book called Hiring Winners. Now, one of the things that I have, one of the conclusions that I've come to in the research for this book, as well as writing the book, and as well as over now 35 years of experience in hiring, in performance appraisal, in leading teams, multinational, multicultural teams, the conclusion that I have come to is that the only thing which makes a difference, absolutely only thing which makes a difference, is the attitude of a person. And that by attitude, I expand that to mean also ethics and morals and values, because all of these are the foundations of attitude. It is the attitude of a person which decides whether a person is fit to lead or not. It's not their educational qualifications. It is not their familiarity with technology. It is not their face and personality. None of those things matter. I have seen people with the personality of a dried prawn who were some of the finest leaders that I've ever seen. People used to cling to them like a magnet. And whereas on the other hand, I saw, and it's almost almost a rule, I've seen people who are very handsome, amazing personalities, but it seems to breed narcissism and drives people away, breeds arrogance for things that are really not even their responsibility, because the appearance is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So also with regard to education, I have seen people with a lot of education, including ulama. And the only result of that education seems to be arrogance and closed-mindedness and the unwillingness to change, the unwillingness to accept that somebody else may know more than they do, not necessarily in totality, but given the particular situation, a person who is so-called illiterate may have the answer to something which you are trying to find, your best to find an answer to, a solution to. Many times it is our so-called knowledge which becomes the biggest barrier that we can't seem to get through. So I've seen both these cases. So that's why I think the focus on ethics, morals, values, which lead to attitude, this is the focus that I very, very strongly recommend over and over again as far as education is concerned. Because if you really want success in this life, then you need to create people and you need to raise people with the right attitudes. Now, again, I at the cost of reputation, because sometimes people are a bit obtuse when it comes to their pet theories being questioned, I'm not against technology at all. I mean, anyone who thinks that all of this I'm saying is somehow I'm discouraging technology, well, you know, it means they are bent on fooling themselves. I'm not against technology at all. Technology is a tool. It's a value-neutral tool. And it can be used in any way you like. In Urdu, in Hyderabadi, there is a very nice quote where we say, "Sone ki churi rahe to bhog lete ga," meaning that if you have a golden dagger, will you stab yourself? So the issue is that it is not a question of the tool, of the technology, which is a tool, but of what you will do with the technology. The user of the technology is the one who creates the effect. It's not the technology, it's the user of the technology. Today, some of the finest technology is used for the vilest and the most terrible of any objective, which is for the killing of human beings. Some of the finest technology, some of the most state-of-the-art, pushing the boundaries of knowledge kind of technology is used for things like this, which is to create weapons of mass destruction and to use those weapons. Whereas that technology could have been used for space exploration, for real education, for medical research, for all of that. But instead, it's used for the worst possible purpose that one can have. And the reason for that is not because the technology is at fault, but because the users of technology are bereft of ethics and morals and values. And they are only focused on one thing, which is making money. And therefore, they manufacture and sell weapons of mass destruction. People who go to work in these factories, ordinary men and women, must think and ask themselves when they return home that evening and they look at their families and they are playing with their children, they must ask what they just came back from doing. Because they just came back from creating something which helps to destroy somebody else's family. And if you think that is a worthwhile way of earning your living, I think you need to do a double take on that and say, really, is it a worthwhile way of earning a living? All the study, all the science and technology that you learnt, if the only use of that is to destroy lives, is to break up societies, is to convert people who are happy into refugees, who don't have a roof over their heads, and if that is what your technology and your knowledge did, then subhanAllah, I think it's something that one must deeply, deeply, deeply regret and completely and totally stop doing. Weapons of mass destruction are eventually created by the individual single men and women who go to those factories and work in those factories. It's not definitely the onus of responsibility lies with the owners of capital and the people who run those factories, own those factories. But even more, it lies with the individuals, with the men and women like you and me, who decide to go and work there. And giving excuses to say, well, you know, we have no other choice and so on, that's absolute nonsense. That is complete and total nonsense. Just put yourself in the place of the one whose life you have just destroyed, whose life you have helped to destroy, and then ask the same question. You have choices, I have choices, everybody has choices. We just have to exercise those choices, and to be able to exercise those choices, We need to have the right ethics and morals and values. We need to have the right attitudes. And that is why education must focus on that. Given technology today, it is not necessary to teach a person to do anything at all practically. It is possible for people to learn to do anything at all on their own, as long as they are literate and they have and they understand numbers. And I'm not talking about advanced calculus, I'm talking about just plain arithmetic. As long as people know that, they have access today in open source to any knowledge that they require. They can go and they can study on their own and they can learn. What they don't have access to is ethics, morals and values. For that they need parents, for that they need teachers, for that they need people who guide them. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to focus on things which are important and to be able to do those things in a way which pleases Him and which will help us to create a society which is moral and ethical, and a society which is based on goodness for all concerned. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الله.